listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Once again to the Well-Fed Diet for Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. I'm Dave. With me, as always, is the ever-adjusting and
just had a sudden need to adjust myself.
The variable nut sack.
I'm sorry. Did you say I have a variable nut sack?
Yes, it's just all over the place. You never know where.
I don't know.
You never know if it's going to be like tucked up in there or like stuck against the side. It's just all over the place. It's dynamic.
Dynamic. I'll accept dynamic. Variable makes it sound like it changes in size.
Well, it might.
That just depends on if it's been swimming.
It's unconfirmed.
So, yeah.
Mr. Variable.
We just
and
went
dynamic
right with
nut
the
sack.
We just went right with the disgusting right off the bat. I like it.
Just never had a chance. The show never had a chance.
It could have been good, but then you started talking.
Anyway, we are the Well-Fed Guide to Life. We are brought to you by HopChart. We are at the lovely Northeast Social.
Yes.
In Northeast Minneapolis.
Shocking.
I know, it is shocking. We're at the corner of 13.
Helps if you talk.
I know. I just realized that I couldn't turn my head at the same time.
We were like almost 170 episodes of this damn show, and you still can't figure out to talk into the microphone.
We're at 13th something.
13th Avenue and 4th Street. How about the guy who looks in that direction?
Well, that's a very good idea. I like that idea. You're an idiot.
No, you're an idiot.
Well, I'm trying to do the intro.
You started right with my
rapidly, you know, taking anything aside from our closing, which takes about an hour and a half.
God.
Seriously.
This takes forever. This is all because I called you fat earlier.
It is.
God. We're not actually dating. I just want to point that out.
He's paying.
Not after the fat comment earlier. Yeah. I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Always makes me feel unpretty.
Well, look what I have to work with.
Would it kill you to say something nice for me?
Probably.
Me once in a while.
Get cancer from it.
You don't know what kind of reaction that'll do. My psyche?
Yeah, you don't know what happens. Excellent. Thank you. Awesome. So, yes, we are in Northeast. We're in a Northeast Social, a place that was on our Tuesday list.
A Tuesday
list. For a long time.
The long-standing and never-ending Tuesday list is what it is.
Ever-growing.
We might actually, at some point, break it down and actually move the shows to Tuesdays.
No.
We can't?
No.
Just out of spite?
No, because at this point, I like to... I don't. I'm
Tuesdays
I'm,
are masturbating
I'm days, semi... No, it's more I'm semi-autistic. I don't like change.
I think I'm very much the same way. Is that...
I think everyone gets a little more autistic as they get older.
I'm a routine freak.
I think a
routine? A routine freak. Poutine freak
a
as poutine, well.
A poutine freak, yes. I think people mistake it for conservatism, but I think they're just getting more and more autistic.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I do the same, like literally the same thing every morning. I get in, I put my laptop on the dock, I go right over to the lunchroom, I prep up whatever I've got for breakfast. You know, be it a little Smart Ones sandwich or a bowl of cereal, get that going. Then I come back down, log in, and you know, I don't work for like the first half hour or so because I'm looking at like
porn
news in quotes.
Yeah. Porn news.
Well, like catching up on your website, on the websites that you follow and the blogs that you follow. And mm-hmm. and then I, you know, start updating my iPod and go from there. Then I start working.
Exactly.
8:45, 9 o'clock or so.
I've already been at work for 2.5 hours by that point.
See, here's the thing. I work normal hours.
That's
true. As opposed to you that works like third shift.
I'm swing shift.
Swing shift.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Except it's early swing. Sort of.
You're not a late swinger?
Not a late swinger, no. Although I am apparently dynamic, so.
You are.
There you go.
And one note with that cheese, don't eat the rind.
Gotcha.
It'll taste like crap and Might ruin your Tuesday, yeah.
Very good. Okay. So we're starting off with the market cheese. With what appears to be an apricot, some sort of apricot preserve kind of thing. And I'm blanking on what it was called. It was basically cave cheese.
The raw milk.
Yeah, so it's a raw milk cave cheese. Voila!
As opposed to caveman lawyer.
Yes. Unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Unfrozen. Excuse me. Yeah, I apologize, sir.
You don't want to talk about the wrong frozen, or the wrong caveman lawyer.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so, yeah, we're Northeast. It's actually Northeast Minneapolis Day. It's Northeast Minneapolis Week, excuse me. And that's next week, actually. But God, before before you hear us again, yes, the Mayor Ryback, our illustrious mayor of Minneapolis, yeah, it's true, of Minneapolis, declared it Northeast Minneapolis Week next week.
I'm a man without a country.
Yeah, you are. So, of course, we had to stick to Minneapolis, Northeast this week. Might be doing another Northeast show next week. We'll see.
Assuming it opens.
We'll see, yeah. But that's very good cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of sweet.
I'm going to top it with a little frisée here.
I'm kind of against frisée. I don't know why.
You're racist.
I don't know. It looks funny. I'm going to try this cheese without the... We got some buttered bread as well.
Mmm. They're very good.
Yeah, it's sweeter than I expected. It's like a...
Could you have it with that?
Or yeah.
Whatever that stuff is?
Yeah, it's some sort of, like I said, some sort of apricot preserves or something like that. But you know what's really weird? Mm. You know what vibe I'm getting off of this? And I have no idea why. And many
semen?
And many people will think this is a bad thing, but I actually enjoy it. I'm actually getting like a Fruity Pebbles vibe off of this cheese.
That's wrong.
Like just a it's just a weird sweetness to
you
it. Like
no
a,
longer make any sense.
I well
should
I,
never
I,
comment
I,
about food ever.
I never
again.
Did. What can I say? Mm.
Love the preserves with it.
Mm-hmm. Preserves are very good. I actually try it with the cheese this time. Hmm. So how was your weekend, sir?
Very uneventful.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I literally did nothing. Literally. I left my house twice. And once was just to get a Coke.
Really? I miss single life. You know what I did?
I put on pants. I did put on pants.
You know what I did this weekend?
What'd you do?
We went up for... yes, I am co-opting the last piece of bread.
That's... Are you co-opting or just taking?
Co-opting sounds a little more official.
You're taking.
Yeah.
Then I'm co-opting the rest
my,
of the cheese.
My illustrious bride, who may be joining us next week, actually.
Okay.
News
to me, but okay.
Well, this was just recently decided, so... Anyway, her birthday is Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And this presents a problem a lot of times because...
Memorial Day weekend has passed. I don't know if you...
It has. No, I'm going somewhere with
it. Oh, okay.
The problem with having a birthday around a holiday is a lot of people are gone. So it makes it difficult to properly celebrate birthdays. Especially when they're big travel weekends like Memorial Day.
That was nice.
Did we mention we're outside? I don't know if we brought that up. We are outside. If that
wasn't painfully obvious.
Yeah. So anyway, so what we decided to do is a couple weeks later when people were around and we had some free time, we decided to go out for her birthday. So that's what I did on Saturday. Went out to Elsie's. Which was very good, as always. Their Reuben Bites were very good if they weren't the last thing I had after having nearly an entire pitcher of, what did we have? Blue Moon.
Oh.
And we had the mac and cheese bites. So I was a...
Foghorn.
I was more of a biological weapon. That's really what it was.
Jesus.
It was I wanted to die. I really did.
You're lucky you didn't. That should have killed you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of upset it didn't.
I'm stronger. I'm strong like bull.
Mm-hmm.
But then we went to Donnie Dirk's.
Zombie pub.
Zombie pub. Which has almost no food. So I don't know if we'll ever do this show from there.
I didn't even think they had food.
They have some food, but they get it from Psycho Susie's. It's the same owner.
Could do it. I found it on accident a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was close to where I live, as it is.
I found it driving to your place, because I missed my exit. And, found it trying to get to your trying to get to the Minneapolis Farmers Market from your place.
Okay. That makes sense. I worry about Donnie Dirks.
Way to pick outside.
What? It's a gorgeous day out. We have so few of these.
You know, being summer and all.
Hey, what was it last Tuesday? How hot did it get?
103.
Okay. We must savor, and then it was like 60s the rest of the week.
It was Fat Man weather the rest of the week.
Yeah. So, you know what? Fuck you. Okay. See, it's already done.
I was pretty sure that sucker was going to last for a while.
I was worried about that, too. But what are we drinking, by the way?
I have a Liftbridge.
Since I'm distracting from my Donnie Dirk story.
Liftbridge Farm Girl Saison, which is a local brewery, Stillwater, Minnesota. It is my favorite outside summer beer.
Yeah.
Especially for talking local.
Not bad.
Very good. Thank you. But it's kind of fruity. It's just these kind of lemony orange notes to it.
Well, it's a saison, so.
Yeah. But it's not too heavy, but it's not. You know, it's not piss water either.
True.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking vanilla Coke.
Even though it says nowhere on there vanilla.
Well, you see, here's the thing. You can always tell when it's going to be a good vanilla Coke when it has a separate entry in the drinks list.
Right.
Okay. What they have done, they've taken your standard Mexican Coke.
Right.
And then they add a shot of vanilla into it.
Oh.
In the glass.
I didn't see the vanilla.
Well, they did that inside. I'm assuming.
You're sure?
Well, I taste vanilla.
Okay.
So
it's not just somebody just didn't give you like a sugar pill, so it's a
that's entirely
placebo.
Possible too.
Placebo way, Coke.
I feel like I'm getting vanilla, okay. which is what I paid for. So
if that's a placebo,
God bless
Coke.
Him. Placebo Coke. I think there's a market there.
You might be onto something.
I think so too.
This is great Coke. Really, if you think hard enough about it, it will be great Coke.
It's like the neighborhood is conspiring against me this week.
I'm kind of enjoying this, actually. And thank you for spitting all over.
You're welcome.
Good
You're welcome.
Lord.
That was a juicy one.
God. Apparently, I need to wear a bib.
A large one, apparently. Because you're fat.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. You can just go to hell.
I'm already there.
I do have my gym clothes with me in the car. So I will be making a gym run for the third consecutive day.
Oh, that's good.
So, kind of proud of myself.
No, and then on Sunday, we did, this is just my culinary weekend. I actually went out quite a bit this weekend.
You were a social butterfly.
Actually, before I do Sunday, God, I'm all screwed up.
Donnie Dirks.
We went there about 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday.
That had to been interesting.
Maybe half full.
Really?
And that place can hold about 40 people.
It had been kind of nice then. I don't like
it
when
it was
when
it was
bars
nice. It was nice, but if you can't fill up a place that only holds 40 people at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night,
you're tough going.
That's a warning sign.
Nobody really knows about it. There's not a website.
Isn't there?
I don't believe so because I keep having to yell.
Shut up.
No, because I've looked, because I was inquiring if they actually had food.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm always dressed to go to Donnie Dirk's.
Yeah, obviously.
But I don't think they have a website, and you know, you can find them on Yelp, and mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But past that, they're not doing a whole lot. And it, unfortunately,
and there's no sign. There's a sign,
but you gotta be looking for it.
It's,
like I stop at the stop. There's a stop sign right on the corner there, and I'm like, oh, that's where that is.
Yeah.
Basically, how I found it. Could I get back to it? Maybe.
I just remember because it's near BJ's, which I've never been there.
I'm not even going to go with the obvious joke.
Yeah. I've never been there, but it just looks like the skeeziest strip club ever.
Oh, BJ's. Right. It's right across the street from that new hot dog place.
Yeah.
That I kind of am intrigued about, but I'm scared to go in there.
It also has one of the best, it's also nearby one of the best named places ever. Oh. The Good Sports Bar.
That's right. That's also on that same block.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of places in, like, from there, you know, west into actual North Minneapolis mm-hmm. that I'd like to try out, but I'm scared.
Is it?
Well, it's like mom and pop places that you read about, like, they got the best fried chicken there.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta, you know, be carrying a gun.
It's kind of racist.
I don't care.
Well, okay.
Neither does McDonald's.
Yeah, it's true. That is pretty funny. Yeah. Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
All right.
So I came across a story today. It was a hoax that was going around. And this was actually well publicized. I found a story on Yahoo for crying out loud. It's a hoax at a McDonald's. I don't even remember where it was.
I want to say like Pennsylvania
it was something like Harrisburg or something like that. And the somebody had placed on the door of McDonald's, due to recent break-ins, a sign that says, due to recent break-ins, McDonald's will now be charging $1.50 surcharge to any African-American customer, black customers. I'm pretty sure what they said on there.
No, it's African-American. It was African-American.
African-American customers wish to order or enter the store.
Yep.
And that apparently had a backlash because obviously it wasn't true.
Obviously.
But it was well done. It looked official.
It did, except for one minor detail.
Hmm.
The phone number
that they
included on the sheet mm-hmm. Was the phone number for KFC.
That's right.
which was a nice touch.
I would have gone with like Church's Chicken. It was just me.
Let's do the NAACP if you really wanted to fuck with them.
Yeah.
That's the number.
That would have been really funny. NAACP. I like it.
But what was hilarious... Excuse me. What was hilarious about it was...
What was that?
That was me with a little bit of shit in the back of my throat.
Ugh.
Should
have made me throw
is that... So it just went nuts. Like, it was going all over the place. People were retweeting it and reposting it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And McDonald's had to do two separate messages that basically said, no, this is a hoax. We never did this.
Best part is somebody probably did this at home.
Oh, yeah.
On a little laser jet printer.
Yeah.
They caused all this. And that kind of makes me happy for some odd reason.
Why?
I don't know.
What has McDonald's done to you?
Hello?
Besides make you fat. And there it goes again.
Good choice, sir.
I have no regrets. It's all about the verisimilitude.
I have so many.
It's all about
I have enough for both.
It's all about the reality of the situation. We're making art here.
That's what we are?
That's what we're making doing? Art. Internet art.
Internet's art.
Yes.
It's terrible, terrible art.
Yeah, probably. And there it's done, see?
They probably just need to figure out, you know, how that thing actually works.
Yeah, I don't really know either, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, okay, so that's Saturday.
Right.
So I was already out and about doing stuff. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Sunday, you haven't been to my house in 2 weeks.
No.
So you haven't seen some of the changes. We are now putting in flower beds along the front of the house.
How's that going for you?
It's actually going pretty well.
That's kind of a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass. But luckily,
I've done enough gardening in my life to know that that sucks.
Luckily, my stepmother is a licensed master gardener.
Really?
And my father, is a dutiful slave.
Your father or your father-in-law, soon-to-be father-in-law?
No, my stepmother and father.
Oh, I apologize.
It's all right. Yeah. I'll draw you a chart later.
I was under the impression that your father had disowned you as a small boy and you were raised by wolves.
Well, if he was smart, he would have, but
naturally assumed.
And now he's putting compost in the front of my house, so that was clearly a bad move on his part not to do that. But yeah, so we did...
Where does one get licensed to be a master gardener?
From the University of Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah. So we put in the flower beds. Mm-hmm. And we haven't planted anything yet because we're still picking what we're going to put in.
Okay.
We're
kind of running out of summer.
Well, we're putting in bushes.
Oh.
We're not doing flowers.
Okay.
That's just... We got too many frickin' vermin in our neighborhood to ever try to grow anything we want to keep. Wow. You're a terrible person. I don't feel bad that I called you fat before the show now. I did. There's a part of me that felt kind of bad. But no longer.
If it was not funny, you shouldn't have smiled.
Yeah, well, that's true. Anyway. No, we got fucking squirrels and rabbits and shit.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing bushes and we're doing vegetables. And,
all right, which vegetables are we doing?
We've got two kinds of tomatoes going right now. They've already started.
Roman Hot House?
We are doing cherry and a bigger one whose name escapes me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a hot house. But we're also doing peppers.
Awesome.
Because I was looking for something, because... You know, Heather wanted me to be involved, and I'm like, okay, let me think of something that I really want. Like, I love tomatoes and stuff like that, but, you know.
I would have thought you would have gone with cucumbers.
We thought about that, but it's one of those where we don't use them that much.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
And you got to worry about the vermin.
And the vermin, yeah. But we're doing peppers.
Okay.
And we're doing this thing called the fajita pepper.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Which apparently is some sort of Frankenstein monster between like a green bell pepper and a jalapeno. So it's kind of spicy, but it's big like a bell pepper.
I cannot wait.
I'm very intrigued.
You guys better not screw this up for me.
You can get them at the Home Depot if you
want. No, here's the thing. I don't have any space.
You just get planted.
No, I don't want to plant. I'm not investing any money in my place. Nothing. I'm not investing a goddamn
thing. You're not investing anything into the place.
My desk right now is a box turned upside down. I'm not even making that up.
It's a flower pot. Investing in your place.
I'm not investing any money into that fucking godforsaken hellhole that I live in.
That you were so excited for.
I know.
Like, up into, like, a day after you moved
in. I know.
And that happies me.
I know it does.
Pretty successfully.
I know it does.
Because goddamn, that's funny.
You need to actually tag along with me when I start looking for houses.
Why?
Just to go through the psyche that is me. You know,
I've had enough of your psyche however many years.
To see that decision-making chipmunk
run through that wheel. That chipmunk and I are friends.
I need a voice of reason is basically what I'm getting at. Don't buy that. That's basically what I'm going to
say. Slap your hand.
Exactly.
No.
No. You got to roll up newspaper.
Yeah, I was going to say, bring the roll up newspaper. Okay. Back to the damn story. My dad came over Sunday morning and finished off the compost, and we put the Morganite down and all this stuff. Which Morganite, if you don't know what it is, it's made of sewage.
Okay.
It's like compressed somehow, and they found a way to like make it more pungent. But it doesn't smell like poo.
That sounds terrible.
It smells like chemical warfare is really what it smells like.
Okay.
And now, since we didn't use the whole bag, because you can't use too much of it, because then it, like, scorches the earth.
Right.
So we have this open bag in our garage that just stinks up the garage and smells like, you know, napalm. No, it's not. That's the thing. It's not poo. It doesn't smell like poo at all.
It smells like napalm.
It smells like chemical cleaner or something like that.
You should probably take that out of your garage.
Meh. We're not in there with it closed that often. So.
I like how you added the not off.
Well,
that
you know, there's always that little bit.
Really?
Okay, it's not which child to keep. Here, you don't have to think about
it. I would totally give you away. yeah, I'll do it. I'll do another one.
You just thought way too hard about that.
I'm trying to figure out if I can, you know, work out, like, run 2 miles and then lift for a half hour after two beers.
Beer is a performance-enhancing drug.
No, it
is not.
Or
so I've been told.
No, it is not.
No, not so much.
No, I will be running a mile and lifting for about 15 minutes.
I'll be going home playing video games.
And that is why you have the body that you have today.
Hey, I'm still down overall, so.
You are. You are. My,
so fuck you.
My goal is to be a lean, mean fighting machine by your wedding.
Yay. Sexy. So anyway, we did after the Milorganai and all that crap. We did the Egganai.
Oh, nice.
Which I love. You know, I've been there dozens of times over the years.
Did it taste better because Daddy Warbucks played for it?
It's not like it's that expensive.
I know, but free breakfast always tastes
better. Free breakfast is free breakfast.
Right.
We managed to, we picked a day. There was a new, a brand new Lyndale Avenue street fair going on that day.
This past weekend?
This past weekend. It was just Sunday.
Okay.
It was from like 10 to 4.
Didn't have anything to do with like bike to work week or anything like that?
No, it was
they
just...
closed a bunch of roads.
It was just open street day or something like that.
Okay.
It might have related to that. I don't know. I know nothing about it. The only thing I know is you couldn't park within about 7 miles of that place.
Ugh.
So...
good choice.
Yeah. Well, they didn't know until they got there, so...
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else I can grab for either of you guys right now?
I think we're good.
Good.
You enjoy it?
Thank you.
All right. So the food hath arrived.
Oh, hot.
Fuck me. My God. I had the food for 30 seconds
that
and
makes
I
me happy.
Spilled it on myself.
Hot.
Goddamn. All right. So what do we get here?
Well, I got the steak sandwich, which is on a beautiful French roll. Steak and peppers and... taste of cheese here, see if I can figure it out.
Probably a provolone.
No, it's something else. I'm gonna have to taste more of it. But it's very well done. Nice crusty roll. I'm gonna wait for that to cool down a little bit before I bite into it like you just probably bit into something fairly hot.
No.
Both of our entrees are served with shoestring potato fries.
Yes. Which are damn good.
I love this style of fry.
Mm-hmm.
I might get... one of the things I need to buy is a deep fryer.
Because that will help your whole vertical line situation.
Exactly. Wow. Just so I can make shoestring fries properly. You know, like, you can bake them in the oven. They kind of turn out, but not so much. These are definitely double fried, so they get a nice, they kind of, for lack of a better term, they kind of blanch the first round.
Yep.
Just kind of get them warm, and then they do a second round of frying, get them crispy, and it just makes for a better fry.
I agree, and for me, you know, we've talked about this before, I'm not a big fry guy, I'm not a big potato, you know, fried potato guy.
It is, it's amazing.
But... for me, these are, I mean, the texture's good, the frying is, it's nice and light, which I like, and they're salted perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what gets me, is it's just, it's exactly the right amount of salt.
I could easily do an entire plate of these fries.
Yeah.
Without even blinking. There should be, like, a trio of sauces. You know, like an aioli of some type, or...
some sort of mayo.
Yeah, like a... I would do like a... like a Tabasco mayo or something like that.
Yeah, some sort of spicy mayo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
I got their burger.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a smoked... it's got a smoked cheddar. It's got the greens. And but the interesting bits on here are the pickled jalapenos, which I took about half of them off because I was a little worried.
Are they too hot?
No. Try one. No. Yeah. No. I haven't tried any, but it's the right amount for me. How much I put on here?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those are all. I would eat that just plain.
Yeah. They're very well. You know, you're a better man than I am. But the kicker for me was the Thousand Island dressing. This is basically like a super high class Big Mac.
It really is.
Thank you.
Which is something I miss. Like, that is the one, aside from the Arch Deluxe, that is like the one McDonald's food that I miss.
Really?
Yes. I love the Arch Deluxe.
We just had an Arch Deluxe sighting. But
the downside of this burger, though?
Messy?
It's very messy. It's very juicy. I mean, the meat is extremely good.
You're plowing through it.
It's damn good. It's, like I said, it's a high-class Big Mac.
I'm loving these fries. These are, like, really good fries.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing really special. There's shoestring fries.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, they're salted perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of one of those things where you get done with one bite and you kind of want more.
That's the dangerous thing with, like, a really thin or small snacky foods.
Oh, yeah.
That's you end up eating, like, six times more than you
want. That's why I can applaud them for the portion size of the fries, because when you kind of look down at the plate, it wasn't that much, but it's the right amount.
Mm-hmm. You have not touched your sandwich yet.
It looks like a lot to handle at this point.
Yeah. So, I was hoping we could get someone on who really knows their stuff when it comes to beer licensing and beer law and beer sales. I couldn't get anyone to come on the show, mostly because of you.
It's a rampant racism.
Yeah, you won't be. No one will be seen with you.
Because I'm a Jew.
Yep.
Actually, I eat my non-kosher steak sandwich.
Yeah, I was going to say, your steak sandwich, I'm thinking, upsets somebody. But for the last couple weeks, we've been meaning to talk about the changes in the Wisconsin craft beer law.
That's right.
They're trying to push through. And what's interesting about this story to me is that despite the fact that you have all the big players, you've got the Wisconsin Grocers Association, you got you got Anheuser-Busch, you got a lot of the kind of typical villains in terms of beer, you know, beer lovers, they're all present, but yet their points are kind of valid, if that makes any sense.
How so?
Well, what they're trying to do, there's an amendment to the budget. That's the kind of shitty thing with this, is they're trying to sneak this into the state budget rather than a separate law. But what they're trying to do is basically redefine how liquor licenses are apportioned out.
Okay.
So right now, Wisconsin, much like the Minnesota, has a three-tier system, which is brewer, distributor, retailer, and they put that in there for a reason. The reasoning escapes me at this point. It has something to do with prohibition, and but
it also puts a cap on price gouging as well.
Maybe, I don't know. Regardless,
I think it's along the same lines as why gas stations can't buy directly from BP or Exxon or whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, so what? Now that part won't change, but the big controversial bit of the changing is that instead of cities handing out wholesaler licenses and retailer licenses, it'll all be roped into one license.
The hostess asked me a bunch of questions. I forgot what you were having. What's that again?
And it'll be run by the state. So that part, you know, that's kind of legal wrangling. Basically, the part that really is getting people's dander up is they are including a provision that prevents brewers from owning or investing in distributors. Now, the reason why they did this is that Illinois, like last year or the year before, passed a law that basically said no out-of-state companies can invest in distributors because they don't want it. So that, let's say Anheuser-Busch buys a distributor, and
you basically put a monopoly on.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Illinois did this law. Anheuser-Busch sued the state of Illinois, and won. Because it wasn't fairly applied. I forget what the rationale was. Basically, it wasn't fairly applied because they had big exemptions for local brewers, but not for out of state.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to prevent the court case, Wisconsin put this law out, or this amendment to the budget, that said that you can't do it. Like, nobody can. And Anheuser-Busch is fine with that, because if nobody can, you know, nobody can. But the craft brewers are concerned that there's fewer and fewer distributors in the state every year. I think it's down to like 20 or something.
Yeah, it's minimal.
Yeah. So there has been talk of craft brewers kind of getting together and making or buying their own distributorship. But the problem is they can't get a license for it if this law passes.
There's so many legal ramifications to that, where I can see where that should be a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get why the craft brewers want to do it, but it makes it like a club. It's an exclusive craft brewers club.
Yeah,
that nobody can get into. And I think that it paints a bad picture, not intentionally, but I think it paints a bad picture for both the brewer and just the person who's trying to start a business. Unintentionally, but
it all comes down to they're worried that if there are fewer and fewer distributors carrying more and more kinds of things, it's harder for small brewers to get in on that.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, and this is taking away an option that they had, because up until now, a retailer or a brewer could apply for a wholesaler's license and be able to sell their own stuff. And they've actually built in an exception where there's already an exception that's like, I think it's like if you do less than 50,000 barrels a year, you can still sell directly to retailers. But anything over that, you have to go through a distributor. So as kind of a concession, they bumped that up to like 300,000, which is more than like Surly does, to give a local comparison. Mm-hmm. Like Surly does, I think, like 90,000 or something like that.
It has to be under 100,000, I believe.
Is it in Minnesota? It's under 100,000?
For them to keep doing what they're doing.
In Wisconsin, it's currently 50,000, but they're going to push it up to 300,000, which is pretty much... If you're doing 300,000 barrels of beer a year, like that's you're big time at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're doing something right.
I mean, you're like Sam Adams level, I would say. I don't know what their numbers are, but
it's more than that. But I know what you're. I get what you're.
Yeah, saying. I mean, you're. That's big enough, at least in my opinion, where you could be like, you know, a national brand at that point.
And you pretty much are. You're at least a regional, if not. I'm sorry to be talking about the mouthful, but
yeah, well. It happens.
It's a very chewy sandwich.
So I'll be curious to see what happens, because it's one of those where it's one of those laws that seems like there's some good intentions behind it, and that the people involved are like with the upping the minimum. Or by upping the maximum for self-distribute, because that's the thing. If you're under that 300,000 or under the 50,000, you can still sell directly to stores.
Right. Which is similar to here.
So it's like they're upping that. I mean, they're making some concessions. They're trying to keep craft brewing going. But you're right. I can say at the same time where it's like the craft brewers, I'm sure they're feeling the pinch. It's just harder and harder to get their stuff out there.
It just almost makes a little bit of... Sorry. Move down the stream.
Yeah. Go right ahead. While I...
It almost makes a little bit of a cabal. You know, a little bit of a...
Mm-hmm.
This club out of... The people that obviously are unintentionally doing that, but... I'm sorry, that's just the way it comes off as, you know, as you read the law, or mm-hmm. read the story.
Yeah.
Wild rails.
I will say this, in all the places that I've seen cover this, I mean, and this has actually gone pretty wide, like AP did a story on it, not Huffington Post, I think Progress, which is a more liberal blog,
mm-hmm.
They've talked about it.
Well, it's HuffPost Food, I believe.
Oh, did they yeah. do they some too?
Well, HuffPost Food is the new Slash Food.
Fine. Oh, is it?
Huffington Post bought Slash Food.
Okay. I did not know that, but there you go. But anyway, but all the reporting on it seems very vague. Like, go ahead. All they're doing is basically saying, and granted, this may be more of an indictment on just general journalism and, you know, modern journalism, but no one's saying what this law does. It's all... People, all the reporting is what the various members, what the various parties are saying it does.
It's very biased.
There's a little, bit on that. Mm-hmm.
It's very biased reporting. You can take it, I have not yet found a neutral report on it.
I don't even know if it's biased. I think it's just bad. I think it's not clear. Like, I've read, like, probably 4 or 5 articles about this on, you know, on AP, I mean, from things to like local tiny blogs to,
right.
to you know, to AP and Huffington Post, and nobody seems to really know what the hell this is going to do.
Right.
And again, all they ever talk to is the people investing. You know, the small craft brewers.
People invested in the story.
Yeah, exactly. There's no independent experts. There's no, you know, the beer blogger.
I would like to hear from an economic, economist, thank you.
Got to put the right emphasis on the right syllable.
But to hear that type of effect,
mm-hmm.
a really logically, you know, conservative or liberal, whatever you are, yeah. how is this going to affect?
Yeah.
So...
So, but you know, and it's very possible given the crappy reporting that I got this completely wrong, like the details of it wrong. So if there's anybody out there that's listening and knows
it pretty much,
feel free to let us know. And the shitty thing is, you know, Heavy Table has covered it a little bit.
Right. But that's going to be biased too.
It is. But you know what? I respect James enough.
I do too.
And his crew.
I do too, but they have a stake in the story. You know, I think in a roundabout way they do have a stake in it.
True, but I mean, with Heavy Table, I can also see them calling people out on their shit too.
Hmm.
So if there was no merit to what the craft brewers are saying, or if they're just being a bunch of, you know, alarmist, you know, Chicken Littles about it, then I think they would say that. But they have covered it a little bit, but, like, I would love, like, MN Beer to cover it. And they haven't. And I realize it's Wisconsin and
that's,
not MN.
I think that's the thing.
But you know what? I think it would help people. You know, especially, I mean, because you never know. You never know how these things are going to... I mean, granted, I don't think we're in any danger of that here.
I really don't think so either. I think that because we've got such a good... grasp of it,
mm-hmm.
And the, you know, I think really the only thing we're going to see in the next year or so with the change to liquor or beer laws is going to be the legalization of selling on Sundays.
Yeah. Which won't happen anytime soon.
I think it'll happen in the next few years.
Think so?
Yeah, I think give 3 years.
Is there any sort of movement on the, is there any sort of...
Yeah. I think you just get so much revenue. There's so much revenue to be had, both
true
taxable and, you know, beneficial to the actual...
Well, it's local business, and...
Right. You're still gonna see... Excuse me. I think you might still see the mom and pop places or boutique places still closed on certain days. There's like their slow days, like, you know, maybe instead of being closed on a Sunday, they're closed on a Monday.
Yeah.
Or a Tuesday, you know, just something a little bit more random. But I really don't see them closing on a weekend when I always want beer. So.
Yep.
Rosemary honey panna cotta, triple layer chocolate cake with vanilla bean ice cream, or an orange cheesecake with a cranberry compote.
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Yeah. You're completely right. I think, in any case,
I think that gives them the flexibility to make more money. You know, they're not making any money on a Monday or a Tuesday, just in speaking with persons that do own liquor stores or beer shops or whatever, that they're literally there on those days to do inventory, and that's when all their orders come in.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them, you know, changing it so that's the case, where they make a conscious effort to be closed. Now, obviously, you're not going to see the mega stores, your MGMs, your Liquorvilles, your...
There's such a thing called Liquorville?
There's a Liquorville.
Really?
There's one in Savage.
Most aptly named city ever.
Savages.
Barbarians.
It's actually a fairly big store. It's an old...
Well, it's a fill. It's a Liquorville.
Well, it's an old car... They turned a whole old car repair shop into...
Oh, really?
Into a liquor store. And I think that's pretty... It's... I've been in there a couple times. It's actually fairly well laid out and, you know, big. Excuse you.
That was a car. We should say that.
Get
some WD-40 on that shit.
Exactly. With that being said, I think it there's just so much tax revenue to be able to be made.
Well, it's not even that. It's...
You're not gaining anything by being closed.
You're not gaining anything, and... Think of it as another way to just take money from Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many people that go to Wisconsin or Iowa.
That way I don't have to drive across the border to Hudson.
Yeah. Which no one wants to go to Hudson.
My brother's getting married in Hudson. I don't want to go.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing there. It's a cultural crater.
It really is. It's where culture goes to die.
It is. It is. It's really... No. No one wants to be there. Not even the Hudson people.
Exactly.
They're just there to support the liquor stores on Sunday.
Is ashamed of Hudson.
Excuse me. So, what'd you think? You've been crying. You've been crying
that
since you finished the sandwich.
That literally attacked me with reckless abandon.
What attacked you? The jalapenos that you stole from my plate or the sandwich? Well,
the sandwich was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was provolone.
It was.
But you know what else was on there? And I remember seeing this on the menu.
Mm.
The blue cheese sauce over the top of that sandwich.
Ah, nice.
And the blue cheese is kind of soaked into the meat and the peppers.
Nice.
Oh, it was really good. And they didn't just use like a red bell pepper. They used I almost want to say they used like an Anaheim pepper. So it had some kick. The pepper had kick to it too. So the whole thing was really,
doesn't
really...
Doesn't Anaheim have a pretty big kick?
Not. It's not terrible.
It's not?
It's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. You terrible, or not terrible? Me terrible.
Not terrible. Me terrible.
Okay.
So it's got some kick.
Yeah.
But the meat was done perfectly. The nice crusty roll was perfect. I was a little bit afraid just because of the sheer... It was a big sandwich.
That was a bulky sandwich.
But it was mostly bread. But you need something that thick to carry the steak and everything and all the cheese and the wonderful slurry that it made at the bottom of the plate up to your mouth. The fries were fucking awesome.
Those were pretty good.
Those
were
really, really, really good fries. I mean, come back for the fries, if nothing else.
Yeah. My burger was very, very, very good. It was nice and juicy. It was cooked exactly how I like burgers to be done. You know, a little bit of char on them, but not too much.
Right.
The meat's still good and juicy. That smoked cheddar on top was extremely good. The Thousand Island dressing, when I was extolling the virtues of a Reuben bite at Elsie's on Saturday...
Were you pontificating?
I was pontificating on...
Did you stand up on the table?
I did not.
You weren't pontificating properly.
Well, that may be.
Try saying that 10 times fast.
I'm surprised you can say anything.
Good point.
But I was extolling the virtues of Thousand Island dressing. I don't understand people. He's got a Vikings on the other side too. If you have a team decal on your car that is bigger than a bumper sticker, just kill yourself. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure that was illegal, but
it might. You know what? Fine. I hope the cops pull you over and shoot you. Like, wow. That is terrible. Like, oh, stop
that's
that.
That's where some of my racism comes.
I don't know why.
You're hateful.
I don't know why, but fervent sports fandom.
Yeah.
Angers me more and more as I get older. And part of it is Minnesota sports syndrome, where it's like, really, you're just staying with an abusive husband. Because Minnesota sports will beat you and beat you and beat you.
And then just tell me that they love me.
And you
me.
Keep coming back
yep,
for it.
Yep. He really loves me. He's going to change this
time. Yeah. It's like, why?
Thank you, Minnesota Vikings.
Exactly.
This black eye that has existed for the last 31 years of my
God.
Life.
But I don't know why. It's just, it's just something about, like, as soon as I hear...
I completely understand
as soon as I hear sports talk at work, and not the radio show, but, like, people talking about sports.
Right.
Just clarifying. I immediately get stabby. Like, why do you care? What effect does this have in your life?
I concur. I mean, I definitely concur with that. I think that I'll listen to qualified individuals talk about it. You know, people that do that for their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, analysts. You know, people that play the game, and I'll respect their opinion. Or, you know, a sports writer that's been doing that for.
See, I'm all for analysis. I think that's fine, and right. I'm certainly not going to be the guy that bitches about pundits. When if you listen to any of the shows I'm on, that's all I do.
Right.
I would love that job.
You basically carry around a soapbox with you.
I would love to do that. I'm not against punditry so much. Uh-huh. I'm against people that
you actually carry a soapbox with you while you're riding your high horse.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was well done. I have nothing against that. It's more the don't get angry about trades.
Yeah.
Don't you know, just
you
stop
get
it.
You can get angry about plays, you know, just bonehead calls.
No, don't get angry.
Well,
no,
you can get
no.
frustrated. Can you get frustrated?
No, because frustration implies investment.
Frustration leads to hate. Hate exactly. leads to anger, and exactly. anger leads to suffering.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, Yoda.
You're welcome.
You're my sports Yoda.
Sports Yoda.
Sport Yoda.
I like
it's like Sport Goofy, but much more wise.
Wow. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
the hell is it? Apparently. What were we even talking about? Oh, that stupid ass car that went by. Anyways, food was great. I will give them that. Sorry, I'm trying to.
And we're looping back.
Refocus for the show here. Just chunk that right back.
This show is ADD. If you're still listening, at
especially
this point,
outdoors. Yeah. I mean, that's the worst.
It's just overstimulation. Oh, look, the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
That man is riding a bike.
Are you done?
Probably.
Thank you.
There was no man riding a bike, but I got you.
Now you're just hallucinating at this point. But
yeah.
Regardless, but yeah, Northeast Social, very good. It's apparently City Pages named it the best first date place. Which
right.
I can totally see because it's again, it's something we talk about a lot. That good high class, but not terribly
it's
expensive.
It's cozy.
It's very
inside.
Cozy inside.
Had we actually sat inside.
Very much this kind of supper club. It's kind of like Nye's, but not as kitschy.
I would say it reminds me a lot of Ginger Hop on the inside.
I was thinking more Red Stag.
Blackbird.
Yellow Armadillo. You don't know any more colors, do you?
I'm colorblind.
it's very good, and now that they're 7 days a week, all the more reason to come check it out.
Absolutely.
It's in kind of a cool area.
You Butcher Block.
It's a nice. I'd have to remortgage my house if we were gonna do Butcher Block.
Not if we did the late night menu. 18 different types of homemade wings.
I don't like wings. I don't like wings.
You're a commie.
That is, I
as well.
I'm a
commune and a commune.
I'm that fat. I'm a commune.
Exactly.
I'm an entire commune to myself.
You're a commie bastard.
No, but this is in a very cool area. It's right. We're right on the same block as Modern Cafe. The Ritz Theater is right there. There's another
Ertay.
Ertay, that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, 331. A lot of cool places. A lot of cool eating
Anchor
places.
Bar.
And Anchorfish is just down the road.
Again, maybe let's try opening up on Monday, I'm just saying.
Well, have you been to Anchor lately?
No, I haven't been there in a while.
It's like 2-hour waits.
I know. Exactly. Open up another day, we won't have to
Doesn't matter. It's just gonna be another day that's full.
The problem is, it's so good.
I know!
Oh, God. It's just, they lace it with some sort of addictive chemical that makes me crave it.
It's called crack.
As soon as the weather dips, like, you know, below that like, 40-degree mark, that's fish and chips weather. That's when I want it, like, the worst.
Might also be pregnant.
Oh. It's yours.
I didn't know you were pregnant. I didn't know you could get pregnant in your jowl area.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah, I know.
You're like the worst friend I've ever had.
Well, you have so few.
Very few to choose from.
Yeah, it's no good. Anyway, the Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you by HopChart.com. We welcome you on our Facebooks at Facebook.com/Well-Fed Guide to Life. I almost said the other end of the gaming show one. Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG. You can also follow us on Foursquare, Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife. I'm forgetting anything. I can't think of anything right now. I'm working on getting us something on food spotting, which is another thing we talked about a while ago. It completely escaped my mind. Also, big announcement this week. If you aren't following us, or if you're not subscribed to our newsletter, our email newsletter, which I suggest you do. You just go to fancypantsgangsters.com. The big thing in there.
Pants in your mail.
Pants in your mail. You can sign up for the newsletter. We had a big announcement today. Venerable, legendary punk radio show Out of Step is getting off the radio and onto podcast. And they'll be joining us July 3rd is their first show with us.
Neat.
Which is very exciting. It's our new show. We're going to have a bunch of new shows in July, probably around the first week of July. We're just getting all the dates confirmed and all the logistics nailed down before we announce that. But, yeah, very cool. If you like punk, garage, hardcore, any of that kind of stuff, music you can punch people to, basically, you'll love this show. It's a fantastic show. It's been on for years. The guys involved with it, Adam and Nate, they really know their stuff, and it'll be a great show. I'm really excited to have them involved. So
neat.
Unless you have anything to add.
Not a thing. I'm actually surprised you actually wrapped it up in about a minute.
You're really bitter about that, aren't you?
Not bitter. It's more of a lot astounded.
Oh, that's good. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.